Good to go?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay, hi everyone. So with the next talk we have Stephen, who will be talking about document interoperability and conversion. Shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, thank you. This talk was originally planned to have a co-speaker, but he couldn't make it because he fell ill. So I'll do it myself. I'm Stephen. I work on a project I call DocSpec, and I'm going to talk about that project. DocSpec originates from the Dutch government, and we had an issue there because we have quite a bit of documents in government that are not accessible, that are not interoperable. They are hard to convert. And within Dutch law and European law, it's basically a requirement that any information you make public as a government, it should also be public for people who, for example, can't read or have problems with eyesight or have a different situation where they can't access information in the same format. And we took on the task at Logius, that's part of the Dutch Ministry of Interior, to turn them into accessible and reusable HTML. So you might think the obvious solution is to just use Pandoc. That actually worked for a while, until it didn't. Pandoc is a very good conversion tool with a lot of features. It does a lot of formats, but it might be, if you need specific features or you need a specific way of output, then it's harder to use. So we built around it. We created a piece of software. We call it first the P4, and the P4 stood for, P4 is a Pandoc preprocessor, and we also ended up doing post-processing, which was actually more complex than doing the conversion ourselves. As you can see, we have a piece of input, we pre-processed it before it goes into Pandoc, and when it went out of Pandoc, we used the same kind of software to post-process it, to clean it up. Pandoc would do the core conversion, pre-processor would normalize stuff for Pandoc to do it a bit easier, and post-processor would fix outputs, put it in the format that we actually wanted. But you lose control in this stack because you basically use Pandoc as a black box that you pre-process and post-process on. It's complex. And the annoying part is every new requirement in our application, it requires a change in Pandoc filters or in the input we put in or the output we got out and we need to process. So you keep on basically having brittle changes. It's very annoying. And the core issue is, of course, Pandoc is primarily a command line interface. It does do a web server, but it's not feature complete. It's for sure not designed for collaborative editing. And that's what I'm going to show you next. But first, by this, we designed an AST, basically, JSON-based, that we can convert to. Sits in between the input and output, and we did our conversion ourselves. You can find a recent version of the AST on this link. I'm now actually going to show something and what it does, so you have a better picture with it. So our project was basically a tool to make documents more accessible. You could upload a document in our editor, and we would have validation on levels of like headings or missing alt text. You can fix them. It would disappear. And then we can convert it back to other formats. And the user can, for example, just upload it to a content management system or another system. What is very cool about this, I will zoom back a little bit, is that the validation messages you see here is also basically an output for the converter we built. We created an input reader for the Word document file, and we also created an output for the editor. So you could convert from the editor and the editor back to other formats. This was mostly surrounded around the accessibility issues around documents in government as a tool that would help governments make documents accessible. And as a tradition in this room, I will also give a shout out to Blocknotes in La Suite. We also build this tool for Blocknotes, basically, where you can use it to import documents into Blocknotes and La Suite. It happens in the same manner, so the DocX reader is always the same. Doesn't matter if you export to HTML or another content management system. This was merged to production last week, and it helps to migrate from Microsoft Word and Microsoft in general, of course. It works kind of in the same way as you saw in the previous demo. You would just upload a document. It's being converted. And then you can basically manipulate your contents that was also in the original document. So in order to convert, we create basically an AST based on JSON, where you can define elements. It's very similar to other ASTs, also such as the Blocknote one, which we heard earlier about. It's also types. I use TypeSpec nowadays to type it, and you can basically create your own emitter to other programming languages. It means that you only have to maintain one spec, and you can use it in other languages. I wrote the code base of the current converter in Elixir, so that's also the current language I convert my types to. And basically with this AST you can easily map it to Blocknote or TipTap elements. The philosophy with this spec was really, and is still, to describe any and every element. So that means if it's happens to your input document that there's a strange element inside of it or layout, we want to be able to describe it. So we can at least try to convert with the least amount of loss as possible. We currently focus on DocX. It is possible to also convert PDFs, but that's a bit more that deserves its own talk. It has to do with machine learning. And we convert to editors like Blocknote and TipTap, and to formats like HTML and EPUB. And it is planned, you can see in this chart, I'm not sure if it's very visible, what you can see basically what we want to implement this year and what we implemented. So currently for input we support DocX and TipTap, but we also want to do HTML, Markdown of course, and Open Documents. We also want to import from Blocknotes so that you can basically export your Blocknotes documents also to formats through our system. We want to make an export in DocX, Markdown, and ODT. This is all planned for the coming year. And we want to go to PDF for output using types, so typesetting tool to basically render out your documents as PDFs. And the vision also, where I really want to go, is rewriting the Elixir code to Rust, which also means you would be able to run it in browsers with WebAssembly. You'd be able to run it as command line interface, that's also currently possible. As an API, that's also currently possible. As Cube Worker, as a library, of course. And with FFI bindings to any language. This would practically mean that you can use this in any project, you can use this in any programming language, and most importantly, you don't need a server if you are an editor that needs file conversion. You can just do it in the browser, which is quite important for end-to-end encrypted systems, because they can't expose documents to the server, because that would basically breach end-to-end encryption. And that makes it quite interesting for projects like CryptPad and NextGraph, where the server can't see the document contents. And by ensuring the conversion happens client-side, we basically preserve the privacy of the user. It would mean that you can convert without back-end infrastructure. It would reduce latency and would be quite real-time. And as I said, three times, end-to-end. I have some URLs here where you can see the project. You can see last week docs. You can see the project docs spec itself. You can see AnalDoc, that's the older code base that we used at Logius, part of the ministry. And I added links, of course, to Pandoc. All right, this is my talk. You can see my contact details here in case that you want to reach out. And I would like to take your questions.
I have a first question. So when we're talking about word conversion, the question is, how far can you go? Because Word is a very large format with a lot of features. So what are the limits in terms of what is supported and what is not supported, both in, well, probably more in the import than in the export? And linked to that, Blocknote has now recently comments and suggestions. Are you planning to support comments and suggestions in Word format
through Blocknote? Let's take on your first question first. Can you repeat your question for me? Yeah, I also know, but
I repeat the question. The first question was, how far can you go on Word import?
Yeah, how far can we go on Word import? You can basically go as far as the budget reaches, but that's not your technical question. It's a quite hard format, because there are quite a collection of versions of the format that you can use to describe the exact same element, and that's quite intense. There will always be some cases that you can't really cover, and you basically have to work with a lot of test documents to import.
Yeah, how far are you today?
I am, I think, almost on the level of Pandoc. Almost. I think they do a little more with footnotes and endnotes, which I don't cover yet, but that's planned to be covered. And your second question was about comments in Blocknote. It would be very feasible. I also haven't seen their implementation yet, so I'm not sure how hard it would be. I think their implementation is quite new also.
Maybe also to your questions, Pandoc also covers some of less popular format languages like the Org mode and also Latex. Are you planning to be feature parity in that side?
Yeah, the question was, Pandoc covers popular formats like Org mode, LaTeX. Am I planning to be basically on par with features? It's hard because they support so many formats that it would at least take you a full year to actually be on par, at least. I try to cover as many formats, but I focus on the more popular ones because they are more important.
I'm not 100% sure I understood the way to go for the project. You said that you have millions of old documents. Is the idea to convert them all in modern format, or is it just so that people can still access the old formats? Because if it's the first one, maybe there should be some automatic batch where you're converting.
Yeah. The question was about having millions of documents. This was the case in the Dutch government, and your question was to have it,
are you intending to convert them all? which would mean having plenty of employees and interns doing what you showed, you know, manually?
Yeah, so the question is, are we planning to convert them all? The Dutch government has quite a bit of documents. It's also hard to have a pipeline of it because it's also separate governments. It would be quite feasible to have a pipeline. But this product that I showed was really focused on the user basically doing the work, the user being guided. And that's quite necessary because the source can't always be accessible. Heading structures are not always in the correct order. So that either means that we need to make guesses about what it should be, or we should just ask the user. But that's the hard part of a pipeline, is that it won't all be accessible. You would need to validate, and you would need to let it choose, to let the user choose how to make it accessible.
I have another question. In your list of potential features in the future, you mentioned PDF as output. I'm not sure if it was input also. Why focus, for example, in output PDF when there's quite a lot of solutions that already exist, like including just printing, for example, or also lots of features that already exist to convert HTML to PDF or block note to PDF? Are you thinking there's something missing there?
Yeah, the question was why focus on output PDF, because there are quite a bit of solutions. I would say it depends on money. this is interesting for last week, so that's why it would be interesting for me to build. That's a short answer.
I work on a project called Duke to Work in this markdown, and we are solving similar problems to what you have. It was really nice to see the title in the menu. Have you come across the unified JS ecosystem for the AST document representation? Because they are tackling things like LaTeX ingest and export. So you'd have to do WASM and transpilation, but it might be an interesting thing to look at for a free lunch. So
yeah. Which AST did you say?
Unified JS.
Have I looked at the unified JS AST? Not yet, but I will after this talk now.
To do this. We actually built something like this 20 years ago, but we decided to take the first route, and instead of Pandoc, we automized a word and made it forced it to stay alive and to convert everything. So I learned quite a bit about the nasty format, which is doc and docx a little bit. But are you confident that you can ever be feature complete? Connecting to the first question, are you not always in the Microsoft trap, so to speak? Are they not always put another breaking feature in there so you can't quite get there, because I would even assume it's their business model.
Yeah, the question, am I confident that I can be feature complete? Basically, no. DocX contains so many edge cases that that's practically impossible. I do think it will be feasible to convert most of the documents that users make fully, because they won't use the entire set of what is available. Being fully on par with feature completion on the OXML spec, the spec is so big that it's practically impossible.
That's what we did when we provided for all the users standard templates, said use these templates or use them, and don't use this, don't do that, don't put the pictures there anywhere.
Yeah, using templates make it easier because then you actually control the inputs, so that also makes it easier to convert because you know what to expect.
And does the result include some sort of chain of provenance and approval of it?
Sorry, what do you mean?
You make a transformation of content. Does that result, the content, does it contain like metadata that says its origin is here and it was transformed by this and this, and I test that it's done correctly?
If it includes metadata, it does include some metadata at the moment. Think authors, titles.
Metadata generated by your transformation tool that it's done correctly.
It does not describe if it's done correctly, but that does mean you need...
Anything.
Sorry?
Do you see demand for anything like that?
Yeah, it would be very interesting to have something that also checks if the conversion was done correct. But that means that I'm not sure how this practically would work. Then it sounds like you need a second application to check if the conversion would be correct. But it is, I've heard it before in government circles, especially where they want a conversion as correct as possible. It could be interesting, but I'm not sure what it would look like practically. Sorry?
Do you try to provide round-trip idempotents, like the load container, which is converted to come back, the result will implement the same as the original one, or use?
Yeah, the question was, do I provide round-trip conversions?
Idempotents.
Sorry?
Idempotents.
Idempotents, what does...
It's the same thing as before.
Yeah. What do you exactly mean with idempotents?
Yeah. Well, I load you my .x document, and I do some changes, and then I save back. And will the other parts which you don't support still exist, like nested tables or whatever?
It really depends on the output format on what is actually supported. Not sure if it answers your question.
Do you try to support just keeping the data which you don't understand?
Oh, yeah. Do I try to support keeping the data that I don't understand? This moment, not, but it would be interesting, but it would also be hard to create a spec around that. But it could be quite interesting, for example, if you later improve document conversion, because then you can basically convert it again with the current knowledge. But no, I don't do that at this moment.
Okay, do we have any last questions to finish? No? Okay, so thank you, Stephen.
Sorry?
We had a lot of things.